Our story today is called A Cathedral by Joseph Mazzella. Isn't it amazing how you can hear or read a story 100 times, and yet when you hear it again, you learn something new? That happened to me recently when I reread the story below. In the Middle Ages, a man journeyed on to where building a new church in a distant city. He saw many people laboring on it. He walked up to a man cutting rock and asked what he was doing. "I'm a stonemason," the man said. "I spend all my days cutting and shaping stones." The traveler then walked over to a man sawing a beam and asked him the same question. "I'm a carpenter," the man said. "I spend my days cutting and hammering wood." Finally, deep inside the church, the traveler saw a wrinkled, weathered-looking woman who was sweeping up splinters and broken pieces of stone with an old broom while humming to herself. He asked her what she was doing. "I'm building a glorious cathedral to honor our loving Father in heaven," she said with a smile. Now, before, I'd always read the story with a smile on my own face. I took it as a lesson on taking pride in your work and seeing the value in your job. But this time I felt something deeper in my heart. My mind cleared and I saw there was an even deeper meaning to the story. It wasn't only how you feel about your job, but also how you live your life. In that moment, I saw each one of our lives here is a cathedral that honors our loving Father in heaven. Each choice we make is a stone that we lay. Each act of kindness we do, a beam that we hammer into place. Each moment of love we create builds it up higher and more beautiful. How is your life going to look at the end of your days? Is it going to be a glorious cathedral full of light and love that reaches up to heaven? Or is it going to be a pile of crumbled rock? It's up to you and never too late to start. So open your heart, grab your broom, and start sweeping. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.